When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazala. We are on break, so to speak. As you guys know, the class of 2024 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was just announced, and we did a bunch of episodes leading up to that, including our signature artist episodes where we dive deep on the acts on the ballot. But now that the announcement is out, we have a long period here before the ceremony, which will be in October. So we're looking at about 6 months of nothing really going on with the Rock Hall. Last year we established this is a great time for us to take a break, for Kristen and I to focus on the other aspects of our lives. In this case, Kristen will be planning a wedding, which, of course, we'll be on the night of the induction ceremony, so we will not be attending that, sadly. But, you know, we do love, so that is good. Anyway, what I wanted to do in this period of time, instead of just leaving y'all hanging, I thought I would share some of the episodes that we've been doing over on our Patreon. That is our subscriber only feed of special content. Specifically, the past few months, we've been talking to real Rock Hall voters about their ballots, trying to get a sense of why they make the choices they do. Maybe we can try and influence them if they're open to it. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But it's a very interesting process and a look behind the curtain that we can provide. So we have a bunch of those episodes that are on our Patreon, and we thought now that the inductees are out, we might as well share some of these episodes on the free feed so you guys can enjoy it as well. We are still doing bonus content over on our Patreon. So if you'd like to hear us put out new episodes, you can go to patreon.com/rockhallpod. You can sign up for $5, $10, whatever you choose, and get new conversations with our friends and interesting people about the Rock Hall and about music and about stupid stuff that we laugh at. So, yeah, please go ahead, check it out, Patreon. But for now, here's an episode where someone fills out their ballot. This episode is our pal Roy Trakin, who we used to be on the nominating committee. He's someone we've talked to many times over the years. I always check in with him on his ballot. And it's a fun one, an interesting one at times, maybe even a little maddening. But, you know, that's that's all part of it. So please enjoy this ballot conversation with former nominating committee member and rock journalist writer Roy Trakin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first Patreon exclusive episode of Who Cares About the Rock Hall, Poland Voter Calling Edition. I am Joe Quazala, your host, and you know, we do these episodes all the time. With me, as always, is my co-host, Kristen Studdard. Hey, Kristen.
Hello. Sorry, I had to just run and open the door because the cat is meowing outside and she wants to come in. She wants to say hey.
And maybe you noticed that.
You have amazing household chores over there, Kristen.
I know. Can you believe it?
I'm very impressed.
Perhaps you noticed that because we're considering releasing the video of this
See if, if anybody really knows that.
You know, that might be a one-off, but we're not sure. But yeah, this is, you know, we have an annual tradition at this point of calling voters, taking the temperature, seeing who they're choosing on their ballot, perhaps even a degree of cajoling every year. And someone who we've talked to for many years at this point about his ballot in person on Zoom since the class of 2019. And so that must mean this is the sixth ballot, I think, that we're talking.
When you said that we've been doing this for like five, how many years have we been doing this podcast, Joe? Is it five
six.
Years?
It's
six?
I think so. Yeah. I think we started 2018. So that would line up.
My God.
But let's bring him in. Our good pal, former NomCom committee member and a friend to all, Roy Trakin. Hey, Roy.
Right. Friend to all.
Roy Trakin's image and likeness appearing live for Patreon viewers, of course.
And once we get this, we're going to make an AI version of you.
Please do. I need an avatar. Yeah, exactly. I have so much going on. I need two of me.
So we've got the ballot. The ballot is out. And
Joe also
I opened it up. I'm opening it up right now.
So we're getting an unboxing.
What's happening here? It's La La Land is the winner here.
Oh,
okay. Well, we've got it. And I gotta tell you this, I don't know how they come up with these lists, Joe, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing it's throwing a dart against the wall because this is the most random group of nominees or potential nominees that I have seen. They're asking for seven. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if I could come up with seven. I mean, Ooh. It would be in the past, I would have problems squeezing everybody in. But this, I don't know. It seems, where's Devo? Where's MC5? Where are the ones?
Where's the New York Dolls?
Oh, well, I've given up. They're going to have to be a veterans committee voting, I think. They've had their shot, but... I don't know. This is a very uninspiring group for the most part. I have to admit.
I think upon first glance, I know for me, it's when we go into these particular conversations, there's usually a crew of folks that we're really jazzed and ready to fight for
yes.
to try and get you specifically to vote for. And the reality here is like, you know, there's one. Our listeners know I have gone full for your consideration mode for Kool and the Gang before they even made the ballot. But then beyond that, there are certain names that like, I think I know who I'm voting for, but the passion.
Do you?
Yeah. I think for the most part, I could be swayed. I don't think I'm fully committed, but, and maybe these conversations for the first time ever will be not just figuring out who our guests are voting for, but it's going to be mm-hmm. figuring out who I'm voting for.
Yes.
Now,
we have a ballot
official?
In the game now.
Do you have are you an official voter now, Joe?
There it is.
Is this your first year you're official voter?
No. So I did it last year, although this is my first year getting a physical ballot last year because I was kind of on the edge of consideration. I had
bit
to do
a
it.
Bit of a bubble.
I had to fill
year.
It out online and email it in, but this time I get to physically hold it and mail it. So that's pretty cool.
Wow. You must be excited. I'm always excited getting this, that they keep me on the rolls, actually. I mean, every year I expect to be eliminated for some reason, but, I just ran into John Sykes, so I, put my face in front of him.
Okay, good, good, good.
But did you petition to get on, Joe?
No, someone who makes these decisions reached out to me is how I will put it. Maybe someday I will reveal the names, but similarly, Roy,
be as forthcoming as you hope our guests are.
Yeah, I'm similarly afraid that they'll take this away from me if I say too much.
You're happy. Now you have as many votes as the popular vote that they carry on.
Right.
You've
yeah,
got one vote and they have one vote.
I'm the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of votes by the fans. So that does makes me feel powerful. And
Well, now your choice means something. What about you, Kristen? You're not on the rolls yet?
I do not have a ballot. No one has reached out to me. I have received.
What?
I know. Hey, I think, that's got to be maybe our next, our next. Also, it would also possibly ruin my role as skeptic if I became a true Hall insider. And
you like to be on the outside looking in. I understand. You like to poke the bear.
I have to keep the integrity of this show at the forefront. And that is why I don't have a ballot. Also, I don't.
So you can maintain your integrity, what's left of
that's
it.
That's it.
Yeah. After appearing I think it would be fun if we both had a ballot, though. Mm-hmm. And if they were different, I think that would be a real.
You guys should. I mean, who gives it more thought than you two guys? I mean,
I really can't imagine.
You get into the granular. I mean, come on, you deserve it.
Quite publicly. Also,
exactly. But,
you know, there's evidence. There's hours and hours of evidence. Yeah,
well, you're good publicity for it. I mean, you spread the good word. You care about it, and I mean, that's more than you can say for a lot of people who are voting, even to care about it. And that's another point. Do you care about it? I mean, Oasis. Liam Gallagher's already come out. Saying, I'm not gonna. Like a Sex Pistols, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna show. And then it leaves it to me, should I waste a vote on Oasis because, they're just trashing it? But, Liam's not Noel, so who knows how Noel thinks. But mm-hmm. I was leaning towards Oasis. I've got to admit, this ballot has got me really fablunged. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's idiosyncratic, and I think my picks are going to be pretty idiosyncratic as well. But
we expect nothing else from the great Roy Traken.
Yeah, I mean, I've given a lot of, I have begun to kind of think about it and see who's in and who's out. But I'm down with Kool and the Gang. I mean, absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. The shame is that, several of the members have been dying over the last few years.
That's very true.
That's a shame. But I mean, Kool and the Gang is rock and roll. They are rock and soul. I mean, come on, celebrate. Yeah. You can't go to a wedding or a bar mitzvah without hearing Kool and the Gang, ubiquitous. And, I think they're deserving. Out of all this group, I think they may even be the most deserving. I'll fill out a Kool and the Gang right now.
That's what I like to see. We've got one mark, and it's the one that matters.
I'm down. If you guys, even before you guys, came out with your thing on Kool and the Gang, I was leaning that way.
Good.
Underrated, very underrated.
Absolutely.
Underappreciated. Kind of surprising to see them on the ballot, but
it's almost like somebody was out there getting the word out, pressing the ears,
yeah, the lobes, yeah. this ballot has a little something for everyone.
It's got a little something for everyone, but also a little nothing for anyone at the same time.
It is weird.
There's certainly no banner. I mean, there's certainly no consensus slam dunk on any of these, right? I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
I would say
sometimes you
got to look at this sometimes as like, okay, who is legend status on this? Like, who has the ubiquity that it's almost, it even goes beyond their body of work? It's just like, who has icon status? And I think Cher, especially given, the decades of work and appeal across a lot of people, I just think Cher is going to get in, even if you don't look at the music, just because she's Cher. And I think that is also probably true for Ozzy Osbourne. He's Ozzy. Like, there's the music, but then Ozzy is, and Cher, I think, are both going to get in because of who they are and where they stand, not just in music, but in pop culture.
And they're going to do a duet of I Got You, Babe. It's going to be Ozzy and Cher.
Cher, I might vote for, but Cher alone. I mean, Cher alone. That's rock and roll.
That's the longevity.
I'm eliminating right off the top, Joe, for not being rock and roll. Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey is like the antichrist of rock and roll. I mean, she's absolutely the antithesis.
After Chaka Khan is now in who is the inheritor to her crown. It is Mary J. Blige. There is not, that is to say that that is not rock and roll. Is that is you just at the beginning said rock and soul, you know, Golden Gang's rock and roll. They're rock and soul. They're played at a wedding. Okay. And now, but yeah, Mariah so Carey is the Antichrist of rock and roll. For
wait a second. Neither of you guys are voting for Mariah Carey, are you?
I'm not going to get Joe to vote for Mariah Carey.
I think I am voting for Mariah Carey. I think she's an important figure in the story of R&B. Honestly, oddly enough, in the story of hip hop as well, because I think her embrace of the hip hop feature, the remix, I think was huge in the mainstreaming of hip hop. But also, you know, she's a once in a generation vocal talent, and you know she. I just think she deserves it. And on some level, it's like she's too big to fail.
Whitney's in. Mariah.
Wait. Now, who are you talking about? Are you talking about Mariah Carey or Mary J. Blige?
Mariah Carey.
No.
I mean, that's up to you.
I can't do it. I mean, I know the Whitney Houston, and I mean, this year's.
I'm just saying, if past is precedent.
No. I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing Dave Matthews Band either. I'm not doing Foreigner. I mean, neither of those two.
Are you coming near a Peter Frampton? Please say no. Please say no.
Listen, we just had a nice conversation about Peter Frampton. He's a nice man. Seems like a decent man, but also I will say unequivocally, he does not have a Hall of Fame career. And I hate to be so rude, but I think you know I'm not wrong.
You know, I mean, this is my feeling, Joe, and I don't know. I've got to go by certain precepts. One of them is, I'm not going to vote for someone who's been voted in already, because there are too many, you know, and I don't care that, you know, Eric Clapton's been voted in three times, or, you know, Lou Reed is a solo artist and part of the Velvet. I mean, okay. Which to me eliminates Ozzy. I mean, Ozzy deserves, but Ozzy is in. I mean, Ozzy is a solo artist.
And Ozzy probably doesn't need your vote.
That's also true. And you think Ozzy's
a slam dunk?
I think he's the closest we're getting this year to a slam dunk. He's just a ubiquitous, very popular name. Mm.
And as
I'm going to fill in right now as we go along.
Okay, so get that cool in the gang in there.
I'm filling in right here. Okay, I got my.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm putting cool in the gang in. Okay,
we'll start there.
Yeah, we're right there, and okay. we got six more to go, but here we are.
Should you choose to exercise? You know, it's up.
I
to
think
seven.
We're way off, though, you guys. Yeah. I thought we were in cahoots.
Well,
but
I mean, seven is a lot, and all I'm saying is you don't have to vote for seven if you don't want to. You might even say your vote matters.
No, I'm not gonna abstain. That's silly. But I am gonna vote for seven. I am gonna vote for seven. And
things got interesting.
I'm picking somebody that I don't think has a snowball's chance in hell of getting in. Mm-hmm. But I was in LA when they were happening, and
this is a James Gibson vote.
Yeah, I think Perry deserves to be in. I mean, were they a great band? I mean, I don't know about that, but they certainly captured the moment. Maybe you had to be in LA to particularly understand what they were about. But, you know, if I can't vote for my friends or, you know, people that I like, I mean, what sense is there in doing it? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, sure, I've got personal connections to some of these, you know, artists. I mean, you know, Lenny Kravitz is another one I've talked to and I like and is a nice guy. Dave Matthews is a nice guy, but.
Wait, is this the Hall of Nice?
This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Friends, actually. Did you know that?
I'm not voting for Lenny. I mean, nice guys.
I don't think you should.
Leo DeRocher said nice guys finish last, right, Joe?
Let's keep it going. But, you know, I think Jay's Addiction is a perfectly fine choice. I was considering them because, you know, when you said they captured a moment. It's almost as though they set up a moment because they didn't even really get to enjoy the peak alt rock explosion of the 90s because they were broken up, you know, in 91, like right when it was ramping up. And so they kind of laid the groundwork. And then I think one of the kind of issues with them for a lot of people is when you look back on it, you're like, oh, there's not like a ton of Jane's Addiction songs that are kind of in the canon of that genre and that era. And I think it's because they imploded before they could really like.
Right. Well, I compare them. I thought that they were more a kind of a regional thing, like the Dolls were. You know, you had to be in New York to appreciate what the Dolls were. You had to be in L.A. to appreciate what Jane's Addiction is. That's why I don't think, you know, I don't think they stand a chance on this ballot. You know,
it's not looking great for them. But if you want to throw your vote behind them, I think that's it's a vote. Well,
I'm going to. I'm putting them on. I got two. And that's, you know, that's where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got back to back J and K, Jane's Addiction, Cool in the Gang. Bill Quisala, Kristen Studdard.
J and K. That's very good.
Yeah, right. We like J and K.
Look at you, J and K.
Yep.
But no Lenny Kravitz. No, I'm sorry.
I don't think so either.
I'm leaning, you know, and I think she might get in. I think she might get in given her death. Sinead O'Connor, no thoughts on her?
I mean, plenty of thoughts. You know, I've been going back and forth, and I think Sinead is probably going to get my seventh vote. But I was on the fence just because I was like, is it gross that it's like right after she died, and like, would she have wanted it? And is this exploiting her?
Oh, she certainly wouldn't want it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what? You know, after her death, it just like what she went through and, you know, how she was treated. It does seem fucking hypocritical. I excuse my language. It does seem hypocritical, doesn't it, Joe, for them to kind of like, all right, she's dead. She's sainted. You know, let's get her in. I mean, it's not a good look for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I think, you know, and I feel guilty myself, you know, in a way. I mean, I don't know if I appreciated, you know, what she was up to and kind of, you know, it was sort of a sad kind of story. Well, does Amy Winehouse hasn't been nominated yet, has
she's
she?
She's not eligible for another several years.
Several years?
Yeah.
I put her kind of in the Amy Winehouse camp in the sense that, you know, I think she deserves it. Whether she would have appreciated it or not, that's a whole other story. And whether they appreciated it or not, you know, i.e. Sex Pistols and Oasis, I mean,
right.
I don't know if that should be part of the process of judging them, you know? I mean, you know, that's up to them if they want to accept it or they don't want to accept it. Personally, I think it's foolish if they don't. It helps your career. You know, it gives you a boost if you're still alive, that is. But, you know, and marketing-wise, it's a good tool.
Yeah, and you know, with Sinead, I think ultimately I am going to give her my vote, if not just for the fact that, like, I think it's cool. Like, I think it would be a good and kind of different thing for the Hall to do. And also, this year is probably her best shot.
Yeah, no question.
There is
this is it. This is, I think, the only year that she gets in.
And that's what's tipping me is
that. The other thing about it is, and we haven't done our Sinead episode yet. It got delayed. And so
we
haven't gotten like fully into it yet, but just kind of like thinking about the conversation we're having right now. I think in some ways, like, sometimes people's meaning is like their meaning to society is more than kind of what they would have
their
wanted.
Musical contributions. They
and I think her musical contribution and her meaning are like she's being voted. She would be voting. You're voting on not just her music. You're voting on her like contribution. And also you're voting on this kind of you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like where we've looked back and we are like reevaluating her treatment, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's almost, it's never going to make anything right, especially posthumously, but I think kind of acknowledging and raising continued awareness to like how things were so poorly handled is like good. And I think it is good within a kind of laudatory, you know, rah, 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 rock and roll ceremony to have a moment when we're like, yes. Hey, this person spoke truth to power and she paid the price. Yeah. Like,
agreed. You know, it's sort of interesting what Joe and Chris, if you notice these documentaries that are coming out are having a big impact mm-hmm. on the voting process. The Go-Go's documentary,
Tina.
The Sinead O'Connor documentary, I think, was leading towards like a reassessment of her career.
Yeah, before her death. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that the whole picks up on those things. That's something that, you know, is a good feather in the cap. So, I'm inking her in.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I'm putting her down.
And
I got three.
As you were speaking, Kristen, I was, you know, I was thinking like, you know, if she's inducted, her story will go out to the masses, which I think is a very good thing. And like as part of the reevaluation, as part of like some rebalancing of justice, it's like her story being told, I think, is just a very good thing. And it should be out there and it can't undo what happened, but it can tip the scales of justice a little bit for it to be like on ABC network television, you know,
yeah, it's good.
The story of Sinead.
I like it. And I mean, again, I don't necessarily think it's like what she would have wanted or whatever, but I do think that kind of the meaning is powerful and big, and it would be cool if she got in and this is the only year that it's going to happen.
Yeah. I think it's an overall good thing. And, I mean, these figures, most of them, a large majority of them, to get to this point, transcend even the music itself. It's not a strict musical judgment here. It's their impact on culture and what they did to. I mean, the greatest ones, you know, impacted more than the music business. Mm-hmm. They impacted popular culture and the way things are perceived. And, I think she deserves it. I mean, she kind of like died for our sins kind mm-hmm. of. And, I think in this list, which is,
well, I'm sensing kind of a theme so far with your ballot, Roy, if I may. And I think that it's going to continue, which I think this is going to be an outsider ballot. I think you're leaning, all of your choices so far have been a little bit like they're not the obvious ones you are definitely going to get in. Yeah. I think this is an outsider ballot. And I think then, with that in mind, I think I can feel some other, I'm curious about who else you are like, you know, considering like who else is in your mind and list. You know, I know that we have some thoughts, some faves, but, you know, I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, I said this selection is so, you know, out of the box, really. And so I'm just going to go with, you know, my gut, what I, you know, I mean, that's what they got me for. And, you know, it's not to try and anticipate. I mean, I don't vote trying to anticipate who's going in. I mean, I think that would be kind of, you know, I mean, I am curious. I mean, I do like to compare what I voted for and what gets in just to see, you know, what I'm thinking, what other people are thinking. But there's no rhyme or reason to this ballot. I mean, you just got to, you know, you just got to wend your way through it and be as, you know, honest as you can with your own reactions. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, Mary J. Blige and Mariah Carey don't deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, they just don't deserve to be necessarily in my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, you know, which is, you know, admittedly, you know, sort of a very, you know, kind of a niche corner right now. But, you know, I'm at three, and I honestly, I could go anywhere. I mean, I was leaning, I wanted to pick one of the two hip hop acts. Just because I mean, you got to pay homage to hip hop. And I guess Mary J. Blige kind of falls into that,
to
you know, into
degree.
That category.
Hip hop soul.
The queen of hip hop soul.
She's been on the ballot before. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once before. Yeah.
Once before. All right. I see it's going to come down to either like her or Sade, which is not her name. It's the band's name, by the
Correct.
Way.
Correct.
So I don't know. So I'm at three, and I'm thinking, like I said, I'm going to pick one of the hip hop acts.
I'll say if you've got seven slots, you don't necessarily
you don't
have to just pick
one. You can pick four. I would say you could pick. There's.
You haven't. That's the thing with this new seven maximum is you don't have to quite make some of these harder decisions where it's like, oh, well, I'll maybe pick one of the hip hop, because I think I'm going to vote for both hip hop. I'm voting for Eric B. and Rakim, and I'm voting for Tribe because I've got the space on my ballot. I advocate for hip hop in the hall, and because I don't have to try and make a strategic choice because I have seven, I'm going to do both. I'm going to throw my weight behind both of them.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's kind of a fun thing about this seven and about this weird ass ballot. Because also you can feel in some ways like, you know, yeah, Ozzy Osbourne doesn't need your vote. Like, there's just people who there's just more opportunity to choose some kind of, you know, weird, make some weird choices. And also, like Joe was saying, you don't have to pick lanes as much. You can be a little more expansive in your thinking. I think have you voted for Tribe before, Roy? I feel like you have. You haven't. I feel like they've come close, or you have. I feel
we've
like
certainly tried at least the first year. At least
we've
the first
certainly
year.
A tried call. We've but been I, on a quest, and we have tried.
That we were successful.
I'm Xing out. I'm putting Tribe in.
Good. All right,
I think that's good.
That's
my
great.
Fourth. As my fourth.
Wonderful. There you go. Beautiful.
Four down. Okay.
Four down.
Okay.
So we got three more.
Now let's get in the nitty gritty. You're I do admit I was leaning Peter Frampton. Why am I leaning Peter Frampton? Not necessarily because of the solo career, but the whole extent. I mean, he's worked with Bowie. He was in Humble Pie. He's sort of he's sort of a phantom figure throughout rock and roll. I know everyone thinks of him, you know, show me the way, blah, 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 you know, the vocoder. I mean,
talk box,
you know,
the talk box.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, to me, it's a sort of a, you know, a sort of a personal choice. I don't know if I would vote for him in any other circumstance.
This is why he's getting in this year.
There's a lot of sentiment.
There's sentiment.
There is a lot, and he's not
and
doing
he
well. What is he,
right.
Parkinson's or something?
He has a degenerative muscular disorder. Yeah.
It's turning into a telethon, this thing. I mean,
we were just talking about that.
We recognized this when we were talking yesterday. It's like
disabled.
Mick Jones from Foreigner has Parkinson's. We've seen a lot of Cool in the Gang pass away. Peter Frampton has this degenerative disorder. Ozzy's probably on his last legs, had to cancel a bunch of shows.
I wouldn't be surprised any day to hear Ozzy knocked off, but you know,
but they've been saying that for years.
I don't know. You're voting for Ozzy?
No, I'm not. I don't feel like he needs my vote, and I do a little bit have a principled stance about
the
double
inductions.
I don't think
I feel
this
the
is
same way. Enough with the double inductions. I mean, the slots are you know, at a premium. Although this year's ballot could dispute that, but still, I mean, you know, we're talking about Ozzy's solo.
Like, imagine
career.
The White Stripes were on this ballot. Do you know
what
I'm
saying?
They would
do much better.
They've
been on, haven't they?
They were on
the ballot last year, but they did not get in. Like, I'm like, imagine they're on this ballot. Like, they're in, baby.
Hard to tell because, you know, there's a lot of artists on this ballot that appeal to the boomers. And when I'm looking at Frampton and Foreigner and Cher and Kool and the Gang and even Ozzy,
right,
to
but
some
we're
degree.
Rapidly moving into the next era, which is like it's ironic that John Sykes is there, because now we're starting to move into where the MTV
the
bands
MTV,
are starting to become all the MTV bands and hip hop. Yeah.
And I've got to say, like, looking at this ballot, like, where are the great MTV bands, the bands that we think of as MTV bands, on here? And it feels like it kind of skips the 80s.
Like, I'm like, Lenny Kravitz had a lot of videos.
But he's not, you know, you would never
No,
be
I
like,
know. You don't think of him. He's not Duran Duran. Like, I know what you mean.
It's frightening to think of Lenny Kravitz in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I love Lenny, don't get me wrong. But
that's his whole thing. Everybody loves him. And he's in the industry and among musicians and among people who have had the pleasure to meet him. You know, by all accounts, he is a thoughtful, easygoing, you know.
He schmoozes the right people. Mm-hmm. I'm not voting for Lenny. I don't think Lenny has a chance on this ballot, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't discount him because of the things we're just saying. When you schmooze, you don't lose.
You win. Yeah.
I mean, he is a chief glad handler, and also a nice guy. And Dave Matthews Band, I've never understood them, never really been a fan. I mean,
what are you thinking about Sade? How does Sade hit you?
I'm leaning towards Sade, to be honest with you. In terms of one name people, I think she's more rock and roll than Cher, ironically enough, even though she's not really a rock and roll performer, but she's kind of got that hip sheen. I mean,
the thing that we have to remember about you, Roy, as well, when like kind of trying to predict your ballot and think about it, is that at your heart, you're kind of a music critic. So you're going to come at things like that. It is. That's why Frampton is a surprise to me. But like, you know, kind of to be, you're an industry insider. You're kind of you want your votes to be cool.
Yeah.
Generally. Well, you know, you want your votes to be cool. You want them to be hip. I think Sade is a great pick in that regard as well.
You also know your stuff, I'll say, you know, and that's the other kind of appeal and why we like writers as voters, because, you know.
Well, we can certainly articulate what our thought processes are and what the, you know, and what you're weighing. And certainly there are a lot of elements that go into this above and beyond the music, as we discussed, you know, the sort of the, you know, the cultural impact, the influence, you know, you know, we don't see, you know, we see the Velvet Underground and the Ramones. I mean, we've seen acts that haven't been commercially successful get in.
Mm-hmm. It can
but
happen.
It certainly helps to be commercially successful. Also in terms of the show, you know, they want artists to have followings on that show. Even though the show has turned into something much different these days, I love the direction the show's going in, where it's a very comprehensive, deep dive into all the, you know, the acts, very well put together. You know, Joel Gallen does a terrific job on the thing. And, you know, it's long. I mean, you know, it's
but
not
what else
faint.
Is new?
It's going to be
it's
long
the
because there's
heart.
So many people getting in, you know, and you want to get
well, this year's seven, right? I mean, there'll be at least seven nominees, right?
I believe
not
so.
How many there have been in the past, though, haven't we? We've been
past
hovering
few
around
years,
six and seven every year.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like to your point, it's not like Sade is a fringe artist. You know, this is a group of very accomplished musicians who have put out very popular work since 1984. And, you know, they take their long breaks. But then when we in 2000 and 2010, when they've had their comeback albums, they have been also successful, which I think is a testament to their appeal, is that, you know, you see these artists from the 80s put out an album in 2010, not usually making a mark. But, you know, when Sade put out Soldier of Love, it absolutely did.
Well, I'll vote for Adele when she becomes eligible. I mean, Sade was sort of the Adele of her time, more or less. I mean, she was a commercial success. It's hard not to feel that she was minor, not major. I mean,
I know what you mean, and I think that's, you know, a perception that I had to kind of look through, had to go through the Rubicon or something. I had to like see from the other side, because it was like, from like maybe my rock kid perspective, I was like, yeah, I know some Sade stuff. But when I really looked at it, it was like, oh, every album went platinum or multi-platinum, every single one. And when she would put out singles, they would chart very well, especially on the R&B chart. And, and I was like, oh, this was a quite a formidable group.
She was big. I mean, the band, yeah, they were definitely big for a while. When was her last comeback? 2010 was
2010.
The last
2010, yeah. That was the Soldier of Love album.
She disappears between records, right?
They go away, and then, you know, you hear that maybe something's happening. I know they released some songs for like a few movie soundtracks in 2018, but since then, you know, we haven't quite heard from them. But, you know, I think Sade is also an influential. You think about the movement of neo soul, I think you could say that comes straight from Sade.
Agree totally. I was leaning towards her. I think it'd make for an interesting show, that's for sure. She's kind of like this year's Kate Bush a little bit in the sense of
reclusive.
Although she was kind of bigger than Kate Bush ever was commercially.
Certainly,
right?
In America.
Yeah, definitely. I'm leaning towards her. Are you voting for her, Joe?
I think so, yeah. Actually, I am definitely voting for Sade. We got a definitely
from Joe, ladies and gentlemen.
So Joe, Sade and Cher?
I'm not voting for Cher.
No.
Oh, you're not?
I just know Cher is getting in. And I think Cher should get in, but I don't think she needs my vote at all. I think she's going to walk in without any trouble.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's a legend. And also, you have to imagine she has fans from the 60s, fans from the 70s, fans from the 80s, fans from the 90s. Like, she had a long career, and she is, again, an icon, and she's getting in because she's Cher. Because everybody on the street can say, I know who Cher is.
I would have voted for Sonny and Cher.
Well, you famously love Republican congressmen, right?
I would have voted for Sonny and Cher. I don't know. I mean,
that's disqualifying for me, by the way. If you are a Republican congressman, sorry, yep. you don't get the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, buddy.
That's so rock and roll.
Anyway,
I Got You, Babe was one, like the first single I ever got after like Chicken Fat by Robert Preston, which I had to get for my gym class, but. Go, You Chicken Fat, Go. Remember that?
I
would say solidly no, we do not remember.
Oh, my God. Where were you guys born?
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm going with Sade right
good
now.
Idea.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Right now. You know, usually I procrastinated this. I'm glad I would wait until like a couple of weeks before April just to get what the vibe is from everybody. But what the hell?
Yeah. We have a drive for content and you are a victim of it.
All okay, right. We've got five so far.
Five down. Okay.
And normally that would be enough. But
normally we'd be enough. Like, all right, Sade, running out the ballot.
So I got two votes to play with here, and you can play with them also.
Now here's what I will say. Just thinking about you as just this outsider ballot so far, right? This is just what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think you give the Eric B. and Rakim. I mean, you look at them, formative, important,
extremely
legendary in some right.
If you know, you know, kind of way, you know, they are.
No,
going
agreed. I mean, no question. I mean, they're the OGs. I just think Tribe, I seem to remember being on several ballots, right?
This is their
Tribe
third in a row.
Then I'm third.
Yeah, I'm down with them. I want to go with One Hip Hop, though. I want to see what else is. Now, I'll tell you, my first blush, I was going to vote Oasis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fun pick. I mean, I don't see.
Would it be good?
No.
Would they show up? Would they play with Liam and show up.
Is that fun? You know, is that part of the fun of it? That we that it's fun. It's publicity. It's, you know, people are going to have to ask them if they're going to show up, and
they're going to be given some sound bites. I know that.
Yeah, as we've seen, Liam's already ready to do that, and we could really ramp that up. It's kind of difficult to tell what's going to happen with Oasis, because, you know, from the British side of things, they were probably exponentially more massive than
they were
here.
Probably one of the biggest fans there since the Beatles, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
they were huge in Britain. I mean, they broke through here.
They did break through here in a way that, like, Brit pop even came close. But still, like, the, you know, in America, it's like we definitely embraced Oasis, but, you know, it was it petered off. Like, you know, that it's funny when I look and I remember that Oasis continued as a band into the 2000s, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. That's news to me.
You're not voting for Oasis.
No, I'm not voting for Oasis. I don't have a problem with them, and I don't have a problem with you voting for them either. You know, but just the way the ballot's shaking out.
They are the first artist that you came in chatting about. You were like, "Hey, so I'm, you know, Oasis," and I'm like, "All right,
follow your heart.
Follow your heart." I mean, this is, you got seven options, and you're not voting for Mariah Carey or Mary J. Blige. So
I would vote for Mary J. Blige over Eric B. and Rakim right now.
Interesting.
Mary J. Blige has some rock bona fides. Didn't she do one with U2? And
that's a point against her to me. But you know, rock and soul crossover is
right now I'm mulling my Peter Frampton predilection.
For me, I think it's likely that Frampton gets in. This could really be.
You think he's got a shot at getting in?
I mean, we've got quite the ramp up and momentum, because he was at the ceremony last year playing with Sheryl Crow. And not only did he come out and absolutely shred a solo and look like he was having the time of his life. There was also the kind of stark visual of the fact that he was in a chair. And so people can see and have that sentimental reaction of, okay, this is a guy who maybe is suffering, but can still do it. And so now's the time we can have him play.
Yeah.
He might be seated, but we can have him play. And
I'm leaning towards the Framp.
You're in the Framp camp.
I was thinking of it.
You know,
I'm telling you, in past ballots, you have a choice of, like, I mean, this one is stretching. This one is really stretching. The quality I don't think is great. I really don't. I mean,
it's interesting because it's the assortment of names, I think, together that feels so bizarre. But if you individually look at the artists that you've picked so far, I think you can say with some degree of confidence, like, okay, these are good acts. I think there's just some weird alchemy of, like, putting these names in a list that just it throws you. But I don't, you know, when we go on an individual basis, I really don't think it's that troubling.
I agree. It's just not, you know, it's not exactly awe-inspiring. You just get the feeling that, you know, you're starting to get into this second tier of bands that are, it's not that they're not worthy, but, I'm a Foreigner. I mean, I know they had hits. I'm not down on them, but I'm not down with them, not down on them, not down with them, though. But it's tough, man. It's tough. And now we're moving away from the period where rock was such a dominant thing. And we're moving more into this kind of you know, mixed blend of dance music and pop and hip hop and, you know, and the real great rock bands are now, you know, sort of few and far between. We're just, you know, this is sort of the rear action that we're taking care of, you know.
It's interesting because also I genuinely believe that there is a ballot that could have happened this year that would have looked very different. Like, you know, there are options out there that aren't here that are still available. This is just kind of how everything shook out this year, you know. So so let's review. You were, you know, Mary J's in the mix. You said above Eric B and Rakim, and then also, you know, Frampton and Oasis are pulling at your heart.
Yeah, that's where I am right now. You know, I'm you know, Oasis, you know, the guy is such an asshole that I feel it's hard to pull, you know,
opposite of pulling your heartstrings.
I mean, Oasis, I don't know if they would even appreciate it. So, I mean, I'm just I'm kind of leaning away from them. But
versus, you know, Peter Frampton would show up and it would mean a lot to him. And
I'm down with Peter Frampton. I'm down with Peter Frampton.
Do it.
Yeah, Frampton, he's...
I'm down with Frampton.
I have a very good feeling.
And like we've said, it's six down. It feels heartless to, like,
one left,
to push you away from Frampton. It's like, I can't do that in good conscience.
This is really that's the truth about Frampton. Like, I do not like his music, but I guess if he gets in, it'll be sweet.
It will be.
There are other years where that just, like, would not be the case. But this year, this ballot, you know. Yeah.
I think I've got to, I think that I got to go with Mary J here.
I like it.
I love it. See, no hateration. We like this.
I think that, you know, in the means of diversity and spreading it around and deserving, no question deserving. And I'm not saying, you know, I was a huge Mary J. Blige fan, but I think on this ballot, you know, I like it.
And that's a good choice.
You kind of convinced me, Joe.
I like it. I got my
ballot done.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm happy. I'm happy with it. I didn't vote for anyone I didn't want to vote for. And, you know, if I had to pick who would be, you know, who are the first ones out, it would be probably Oasis and Eric B and Rakim, you know, would be in that list. So, you know, I feel good about that.
Yeah. You found seven people to vote for that you feel good about. You found seven acts to vote for that.
Yeah,
you feel
I appreciate
that's
it.
What this show is all about. That's what these episodes are about.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Kristen. You helped me kind of unburden, you know, this, the mechanisms that I've been going through here. And you've justified my picks here, and I appreciate that.
Once again, and you know, I feel like this is the first year where we didn't really strong arm you into voting for somebody.
I know.
Usually we come in and like, you're voting for Janet.
I let you talk trash on Mariah Carey. I want you to recognize that I did not push back. It's because because you're our first guest, I think. I don't know. If more
we
people
been worn
hate
down
on
yet.
Mariah, I'm like, I'll be
well,
really...
Well, if this was the Christmas Hall of Fame, maybe, but...
She is the queen of Christmas. How dare you?
Oh my God. I mean, if there's anyone who is totally not rock and roll, but, you know, but then again, you know, she harks back to some of the girl groups.
Yes. And
totally.
Yeah, and she's like an incredible vocalist. Think of all her number one hits. I mean, she's like,
but you know what?
The case for Mariah has been
made.
What
I want to
know,
Joe,
the ballot has been filled out.
Who is strong arming the committee for Mariah Carey? Is it Tommy Mottola? Who's in there punching?
The thing is,
you really don't have to.
She has a lot of fans in the industry and everywhere. That's the thing, is she's one of the most popular, and you know this, she's one of the most popular artists of all time. It's not like one person has to be like, get Mariah in there. It's in the ether. It is out there. Like, you're going to have to, especially if you're going to.
I guess if Whitney Houston can be in.
Yeah. I mean, that's
who am I to argue? It's just not you know.
It is,
me,
if
Mariah
you recall,
Carey
also Aretha
roll.
Franklin to Mariah Carey. That is a line. They have
I know, but the style that she, I mean, I hate the style that she, you know, the whole glissandos and all the, I mean, you know, she born 1,000 American Idol singers. You got to blame her for that, you know?
I'm going to tell Mary J that you are bringing hateration into this dancery and I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
You know, I bet Mary and Mariah, that would be great if they both got in together. Then they could
Divas
do some
live.
That'd be so Divas Live. Induct the Divas. I'm back.
The real diva. It's there's plenty of divas on this
list.
There's
some divas in here. Oh, some chanteuses for sure.
No doubt.
Chanteuses.
Chanteuses.
Yeah, it's not the Chanteuse Hall of Fame, Kristen.
I know.
Come on.
I had an album called It's Me, Mariah, .. The Elusive Chanteuse. And I was like,
yeah,
there you
that's
go.
Pretty good.
There you go.
The Elusive Chanteuse.
The
that
elusive
almost
chanteuse.
Rhymes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got
well,
something in
my
there.
Apologies to Foreigner and the Dave Matthews Band and
They'll be fine.
Mariah.
Yeah, be fine.
And especially Oasis. Boy, those guys. They've done a good job.
There actually are a ton of people you could vote for. It's like, you know, you look at the ballot originally, you're like, what the hell is this? But once you dig in, it is there's just a lot. There's a lot.
Well, I mean, you guys make a case. So you go ahead and you make a case for everyone, right? You do a show on every one of the nominees.
We bring somebody in. You know, to try and evaluate the career based on some objective criteria. And I think after listening to the episodes that we do, it's probably the strongest case you're going to get for each and every one of these. So, you know, and I say that after having just done a Frampton episode that was, you know, honest, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I intend our inevitable Lenny Kravitz episode to also be pretty honest, you know, and that's what, you know, this show would not be, I think, worth its salt if we were just saying that everybody deserves to get in.
Yeah. I mean, Frampton, like I say, he's more than his solo career. He's played with Bowie, but I mean, you know, you could say that about a lot of people. I mean, Robert Fripp deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, just on that level, on the level of playing guitar. But
yeah, and we do have a member
or King
of
Crimson for
we have
Christ.
A member of, you know, we have a member of King Crimson on the ballot this year.
Oh,
Ian McDonald, founding member of Foreigner.
You're right.
So there is a member of King Crimson on there hiding in the midst of Foreigner.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So did you predict this ballot coming in?
You know, we always say that like Cher and Mariah Carey are we've been saying they're likely to be on a ballot, you know, for years. The fact that it was this year, who knew that it would have been this and not last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we knew Frampton and Dave because of their appearances at the ceremony last year. You know, that's a ramp up. We kind of thought Outkast similarly because Big Boy inducted Kate Bush, but that didn't happen. But otherwise,
we got to get Jethro Tull.
All right, Roy, you've got to go. We've got to go.
Jethro
We're ending
Tull
the episode. We're at, is there anybody
Tull.
Else from the 70s that we want to say? What is it?
Procol Harum?
Procol Harum.
I love Procol Harum.
Exactly.
What happened, what happened? Wayne Kramer died too late for the MC5 to get back on the ballot?
Literally. And I think they will induct him. They will induct MC5 in a side category in order to have a tribute performance this year. That's my prediction. But we will see. Also, you know, what also happened too late was the Grammys happened after they met for the committee. And I think if the timing had been different, Tracy Chapman would be on this list.
Yep.
Expect her next year. Yeah, definitely.
I think
would be good. So. Yeah, Tracy. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No question. Yeah, no, I like this in terms of bringing recognition to maybe misunderstood artists or artists who fall under the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Sinead O'Connor, perfect example. And you're right. If she hadn't died, she would not have been on the ballot. But
I don't think so.
OK. I mean, you know, better late than never. But I just hate to see them get in after they die, because, you know, it's
well,
sort of.
That's why this year is going to be the absolute just farewell tour.
Yeah,
that's every artist that gets in this year is probably on their last leg. That's really what I'm thinking. That is what it's looking like.
And if that's how it has, if that's how it turns out, you know, then that's great.
That's fine. This can be the, you know, farewell tour year. And then maybe next year we can, I don't know. It's weird because like I like a lot of the artists on this ballot, mm-hmm. but I'm still so surprised by it. It is a strange one. It's a weird ballot. And
it is.
There's plenty of artists to advocate for on here. They're the ones that are not likely to get in, but there's plenty of artists to advocate on for on this one. And I'm excited.
What do you think? Cool and the Gang's a long shot.
I think they are. I don't know about a long shot. Because I do think they appeal to probably the same voters who voted in the Spinners.
Spinners, yes. You know, the Spinners induction is what bodes well for KATG.
Yeah, and so I you know that they're my pick of all picks, and so I'm crossing my fingers, but we'll see what happens with them. Roy, I'll ask you to not share your ballot on social media, just so we can keep this an exclusive, at least sure. for a little bit on this. But thank you for thank you for joining us. This was great for our inaugural perks bonus exclusive Patreon.
Well, we're just entering the voting season now, so
it begins.
So it begins. All right, guys.
All right, thanks,
this
Roy.
This is a great tradition. Love talking to you guys.
Yes.
And be good. Be good.
Take care.
Be
safe. Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time.
All right. That was our conversation with Roy Traken, the Antichrist. He really said that. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Our listeners know they can follow us at Rock Hall Pod on Twitter and Instagram. RockHallPod@gmail.com is the email if you would like to reach out to us. And if you want to subscribe to our Patreon, get some bonus stuff for the summer and beyond, go to patreon.com/rockhallpod and you can sign up. And thank you to Yusu Kim for the music, Mike Lloyd for the logo, Pantheon Podcast for hosting us. And until next time, we've got a lot more of these conversations to release. So look out for those. I'm Joe Quazala, and I'm by myself, so goodbye.